7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Have a baby, Kevin. Oh. I'll have a test tube baby.
Yeah, Kevin. Do 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 da. Wrong. Bang a ding a ding a ding. Hello, it's 19:30 UTC. That's what time it is. And that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm watching some football. Dubious Goals Committee starts now. Hello, welcome to Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and the sergeant at arms of the Dubious Goals Committee is sitting here right in front of me in the kitty banky business pit as we watch the football. She's not even watching. I don't even know why. Because Pippa likes to watch football because she likes to watch all that stuff moving around. Look at all that stuff running around. And this is a game that I wish was going a different way. The team that I want to win is not winning. And they need 3 goals in about 7 minutes if they're going to win. Oh, what's going on here?
Erdegaard's form certainly suggests that these days he's fit to be mentioned in the same breath as the very greatest of those that have played in that role for Arsenal before him. Saka gets a few extra minutes rest because of that injury picked up a few moments ago, and Pepe is on.
All right, Pepe is on. Oh, that's good news. My guess. What do you think, Pepe? Do you have an opinion? Do you have a kitty opinion? I guess Pepe has no opinion at this time. Because now she's flopped over and making kitty biscuits. You're making the biscuits? That's a good baby. Oh, yeah, cats. Okay, so... Oh, I can't reach the tea. This is a problem. Oh, I can just barely make it, but I really don't want to do this. I really don't want to stretch and turn around. I was having bad back problems. Wait. Let me preface that. When I say bad back problems, I mean different bad back problems. My back muscles were giving me problems last night, starting to seize up and do all kinds of weird things, and I was loath to wake up this morning. But I'm a hell of a lot better. This is not the same back problem. This is a different back problem. This is a muscular problem and not vertebrae grinding on a nerve problem. But they're actually related. See, the weird thing is that this grinding nerve, this nerve that's being so abused between L4 and L5, that sends pain down my leg, all the way down to my ankle, and that creates muscle problems in my calf, which in turn causes, if left unchecked, causes muscle problems in my thigh, and then in my back, and then my rest of my body. And yeah, I am on tons of drugs to help prevent all that muscle tension, but yeah, I'm only on so much, and I'm on the maximum doses, and that only goes so far. So I gotta watch it. And so last night was, it was getting to be brutal. And this is all probably because I went to the store yesterday. Went to the grocery store, walked around. I even did some other stuff, and that, yeah, so I started noticing it around like 10 o'clock at night. Then it started getting really bad around midnight, and so I have a bunch of appliances on, and I'm all braced up and strapped, and it was brutal. And then I stayed up an hour and a half too late, and so I got up late today. But that's okay. That's okay. It's more important to sleep than it is to do just about anything else in my life right now. Sleep heals. I got the healing sleep, right, Pippa? Pippa says yes. And she's not even paying attention, really. She's got her face down, tucked under my knee. She does the weirdest stuff. Oh, but that's okay. All right, so now what? I don't know. How about Terrence Trent D'Arby?
Kissing like a bandit, stealing time underneath a sycamore tree. Cupid by the Austin Valentine's to my sweet lover and me. Slowly but surely, your appetite is more than I knew. Sweetly, softly, I'm falling in love with you. Wish me love, a wishing well, to kiss and tell. Love, a wishing well, to kiss and tell. A wishing well, a crocodile she'd say.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Where's a captain? Autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
When your world is full of strange arrangements and gravity won't pull you through, you know you're something. Well, that something depends on you. All I'm saying, it takes a lot to love you. All I'm doing, you know it's true. All I mean now is one thing, yes, one thing that turns this gray sky to blue. That's the look, that's the look. The look of love. That's the look, that's the look. Slapped you
Martin ever find true love? I hope he did. Well, at least he didn't marry Lisa Vanderpump from the other video. If you know what I'm talking about, drop me a line, tobe@sdf.org. Yeah, so that was ABC with The Look of Love, and before that we heard The Pillows with Little Busters, and before that we heard, well, it depends on what you want to call him, Terrence Trent Howard or Terrence Trent D'Arby or Sananda Mataya with Wishing Well. I will always refer to him as T.T. D'Arby. But that's just me. And who am I? I'm just Tobe, the guy with a bunch of synth. And what are we doing with all these synthesizers today? Oh, I don't know. I do just have some crap just all still sitting in here from the other night. What do we got? We got this. Okay. So that's a thing. And last night I was messing around. I was doing this. And that's fun. Basically, what I did is I took the bit collider and I took the triangle LFO and I stuck it into voltage controlled oscillator number one in Florian. And now what does it all sound like if we have that going with the disco dancer beat? What do we get? Okay. That's a thing. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what that's supposed to be. And I'm not even impressed with myself. What happens if we speed up the LFO? Okay. And what does that sound like when we put it together? Yeah, okay. I don't know what to think about that, although it's kind of interesting. Huh. Well, what happens if we plug the LFO into VCO number 2? Is it going to be any different? It should be about the same. Yeah, it's about the same. The underlying business is still kind of just whatever. What could we plug it into now? That's kind of fun. What if we plug it into this? And then we turn off the envelope generator. This, isn't it? Yeah. All right. Got to remember that trick. That'll be fun. Let's play with pulse width modulation. We got square waves, right? So what does that sound like? Maybe if we make it faster. Speed up the LFO a little bit. Can barely tell. Okay, so we're not going to get anything super dramatic out of it. But, huh, I am fascinated by this. And it slowly fades out, and it should slowly start fading back in again, all by itself. Oh, it's fascinating. Oh, the fun you can have with synthesizers. I really like that for some reason. I don't know. Now I'm just getting really distracted by it. But I like it so much. But the drums just aren't right. So let's switch up the drums here just a little bit. And I also want to add some bassy bass. So let's have some synth. Synth with arpeggiator. We need much lower bass. There we go. And what are we doing? D minor. What's D minor again? Wait, stop. Let's just hold our horses here for a minute. What am I doing? Hey, come back. Where's my gain? All right, so we need what? D minor? What was I talking about? we add another D. Yeah, that's kind of okay. Let's reset everything. And let's put in... We gotta put in the dope docs. Yay. And now what do we have? Oh, hell yeah. So this is sort of turning into a kind of a thing, but I don't know, I'm just messing around. Do we really have much of anything going on here? Not really, but that's how it goes here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.